Yeah, you know, I'm so thankful to have the opportunity to play for an NCAA berth. You know, we've really worked hard the last 4 years. And I realize that the tremendous job that Tom Amaker has done at Harvard, and that in winning their first championship, you know, you kind of pull for that. You know, I understand that. It's their first championship, and it would have ended a long drought for them, and boy, do they battle, and their kids are tremendous in terms of their resiliency. I just hope that, you know, we can celebrate that it's these guys' first championship. We've won 26 as a program, but this is the first time that these guys get to go to the NCAA tournament, and it's a very, very special moment for us. So I thank you all for your coverage, and that's all I've got to say.
Questions for the student athletes first.
Doug, just take us through that shot, sort of your emotions afterwards.
Well, I got a good screen from Will Barrett, and originally I thought they were going to deny me the ball, but I was able to get open, and took a couple dribbles, was able to fade, it felt good, went in. Fell on the ground, and then that was the worst decision I've ever made, because everybody just jumped on it. So, wish I would just stay on balance and just ran out the gym. That would have been better.
Doug, was that play designed for you to get the shot, or what did the coach say in the huddle?
Oh, it was you know, he designed it, and it was basically a read for Dan, and it was a good read. I was able to get open, and he made a good pass.
Douglas, when you got to Princeton, it was starting to come up, you know, back towards where it is now. Mm-hmm. Talk about having brought the program all the way back towards now, going to the NCAA tournament for the first time in 7 years.
Well, I can't take sole responsibility for that. I mean, it's a group effort. Our team, our coaches, we all worked together and worked hard to, you know, to get us in the position that we are now. And it feels good. Coming in, I knew it was, you know, that the program was, you know, we weren't where we normally were, where we used to be. But with hard work and dedication, you know, we're back on top.
You said you fell on the ground, and everyone, you sensed for 1 second, uh-oh, I'm about to be buried. Is that how you felt when you saw the whole humanity coming on you?
No, I really wasn't thinking about being buried. But then later on, yeah. Get up off me. That's what it was like. But
on the previous play, you had gone down pretty hard, and you know, looked like you drew some contact. Were you upset that you didn't get a call on that one?
I was upset, but you know, it's part of the game. You got to keep moving.
Have you ever hit a buzzer beater on any level before?
Yes, high school, but you know, nothing like this. Nothing like this.
Kareem and Dan, I guess, just sort of what were your, when that shot goes in, I mean, sort of,
I didn't really know what was going on when the ball went in. I think I might have blanked out, and the next thing I knew, I was on the ground screaming. So it was a great feeling. You know, I saw Doug over in the corner, and he kind of put in his hands, and you know, Doug has an amazing mid-range game, and it was an amazing shot, but I think he makes that, you know, 7 out of 10 times, to be honest. So when it went in, it was just, you know, it's almost like my life flashing before my eyes, except my 4 years here. It's like the worst team in Princeton history all the way to, you know, the champions of the Ivy League.
Yeah, I just kind of fell over. I've never seen anything like it, and I'm not surprised that Doug did it. You know, I don't want to say anything that's going to get me in trouble, but Doug is one of the most phenomenal guards that I've ever played with and in this league. So, I mean, the shot was just in, like, I've never seen anything like it.
Kareem, when you talk about the battle, right, I mean, he had no fouls in the first half. You guys dropped 4 on him in the second half, and that seemed to be a key point to the second half.
Right. Yeah, I mean, we kind of went at him, and I know I can think of one play in particular that he kind of had to play a little more timid and, you know, to stay in the game. So I think that was a big factor in how we were able to kind of work inside a little more, because, you know, he's a good player.
I mean, was this game kind of won on the defensive glass for you guys?
I think so. I think it was won on the defensive end in general. You know, we didn't give up too many second chance opportunities, you know, like you're referring to. And we just kind of dug in. And, you know, we weren't gonna have a repeat of what happened when we went up to Boston.
Dan, you guys couldn't ever seem to get the lead at any point. when you're having to fight to come back all the time, did you feel like you were spending a lot of energy just trying to stay in the game?
I mean, sometimes that can happen, but I think with this team, I've said it all season long, we're a very composed team when, you know, when we're down in tight situations, as proven tonight. And, you know, it's more so that, you know, we came in the second half down 7, but there's 20 minutes left, and we know that's a lifetime, and our goal is just to chip away. And, you know, Doug hit a couple big threes to get it close again, but I don't think anyone was really rattled. We've been in that situation a lot, you know. We were down to Siena 6 with, I think, a minute to go and ended up winning that game. So it's been all year long. We were 4-0 in overtime games, and this team, one really great character is we're composed throughout the game.
Doug, did you at all worry you were taking too long on that left shot? It was very close. And did you see McNally flash by?
I did see him flash by. I knew he was going to, you know, close out pretty hard. And my thing was just to make the shot the easiest as possible. I knew, you know, it was 2.8, three seconds. You know, it was a long time. You know, I knew I had a little bit of time to, you know, dribble and, you know, get some space. So
you were sure you got it off in time?
Yes.
Kareem, can you talk about how the way the team was able to, for the most part, control KC in a way that you weren't able to do last Saturday?
Yeah, I mean, I think we have to give all the credit to the coaching staff there and also to ourselves for executing, you know, their game plan. Kind of switch some things up, and, you know, I'm not really sure how many points or anything, but I think we stuck to it and we trusted our coaches and we trusted each other and we were able to contain him a lot better than last game.
Sydney, when they were doing the shot, kind of looked like you didn't really know what to do with yourself, and then kind of gave it the good, you kind of just buried your head in your hands. I mean, I'm sure this is an emotional moment for you. You've been part of moments like this. What did that
feel? Yeah, hard to put into words. You know, I'm not gonna. These guys have seen me cry maybe too many times, so you know, I'm not gonna go down that road. But it does mean a lot to me. Listen, I met my wife at Princeton. I met Coach Carrill, John Thompson III, Armon Hill, Howie Levy, Joe Scott, Bill Carmody. They mentored me. I have best friends, my roommates, my teammates. And they were all here. Like this, I love this program. And so to be able to be alongside these young men and representing the Ivy League, it just means everything, because that's our standard. You know what I mean? You know, I think Harvard's really, really good, and I want to give credit to them. But I do think that we're like in a different, we're kind of over here in the corner where, you know, there's an expectation to win here. And that's like a different responsibility. And these guys have been carrying so much weight. So I'm just so pleased for them to be able to finalize that dream, because it's a grind. It's a big challenge. So though that's the emotion that comes into play, is feeling good for Armon Hill and Kit Miller and Bob Roma and Bill Ryan, great players, Bill Bradley. And kind of joining them in some way of winning another championship and being able to go on to the big dance.
Sydney, you guys were picked to win the league at the start of the season. What did you think it was going to take to really get there?
I mean, I thought we were going to have to be dang good. I mean, I looked at our conference schedule, and it was a little scary, to be honest. You know, we had a lot of road games to finish the season. These guys were terrific, going 12-2 with a ton of road games down the stretch. So I just knew it was going to be a grind. Harvard's a very good team. I knew that James Jones was going to do a great job with Yale. Cornell was a little bit different than the Cornell we've all seen the last few years, but then they started playing their best basketball in league play. So none of this has been easy. We certainly haven't made it look easy. I just knew it was going to be a grind, and we had to be ready for it.
What for your mind mentality when that Doug's shot goes up?
Say again?
When Doug's shot goes up, goes in.
You know, it's honestly, I've seen a lot of buzzer beaters. You watch, I encourage these guys to watch a lot of TV, try to learn from different situations, and then we practice some late game situations in practice, and you know, he knocked it down, it looked true. It was the right perfect pass, great execution, it was the right shot. And I, you know, it might have looked like I was confused. I was just ready to shake hands either way. Because I knew, you know, we would have been crushed, there's no doubt. if that shot didn't fall down, but that's exactly what we wanted. And you got to be able to live with that. You know, if you've played enough basketball, you understand if you execute and you battle, you've got to be able to live with the results. You know, there's no win promised to anyone. And so I was ready to shake hands, win or lose, with Tom Amaker because we did exactly what we wanted to do, and I'm just happy I had a smile on my face instead of, you know, something else.
So what went through your mind during the review, when they were reviewing the call after the game?
Well, actually, I couldn't see them reviewing because there were so many people on top of me. But like I said before, when I let it go, I was more worried about the shot going in than it being reviewed, and, you know, because I felt that I got it off in time. So.
Brandon didn't even play against Penn. Talk about maybe some really important minutes.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like every game, you know, with all due respect to the question, I just feel like every game where, you know, I'm talking about this guy's contribution who maybe didn't play, that we've got a good basketball team and we've got different players. We all know who our big four is. But we've got different players. You know, Patrick was fantastic against Pennsylvania. Brendan played very well today. We just have a host of players who can help out and help us win games. And so we felt like he had a good matchup for this afternoon, and he certainly showed it.
Doug, you made the big today's game and, you know, this season overall. How big of a rival are the students
at Harvard? Well, I mean, I consider them a terrific team. Our rival is Penn, and that's, you know, that's not going to change. I mean, that's, you know, we've got 26 championships. They have one less. So that's our rival. I think that Harvard has positioned themselves to be relevant, you know, in the league. But, you know, Princeton and Penn, that runs deep. And I wouldn't personally have it any other way.
Doug, you made the second biggest basket of the game. Probably the three you made to put you up 51-50. Mm-hmm. You hadn't made many before that.
Right.
No fear, just got to keep shooting?
No fear. Shooters shoot. And, you know, I practice and, you know, I work on shooting those shots. And, you know, some fall and some don't. But, you know, that's never going to rattle my confidence in shooting. So, you know, if I miss, you know, 99, I'm going to shoot that 100 shot. And I'm going to shoot with confidence that's going to go in.
So, 14 offensive rebounds. Guys, 19 defensive rebounds for Harvard. Offensive rebounding has never always been a hallmark of the Princeton system. What do you make of that?
It's certainly something that we're stressing. You know, we've been stressing that for, you know, at least this full year, and I think good part of last year as well. So we're not. We don't look like Princeton teams from the past, and there's nothing wrong with that. We definitely share the ball. We definitely need to play with heart, and I think those are things that have run throughout the years. But, you know, we run a little bit different offense. We do some different things, and offensive rebound is part of it. So, and I think it's helped us. So it was a one part, you know, one key to the game. The officiating was fantastic. I mean, you look at the free throws. They were playing just as aggressively as we were, and there's a nice balance there. The coaches get animated. They're able to kind of talk to us and handle us, manage us the right way. So I'm rambling a little bit, but I just, you know, I think the offensive rebound was just one part that helped us out, and there's some others, you know, just battling, competing, all that kind of stuff.
Sydney, does this league deserve two bids?
I know they deserve one. That's us. I don't know about any, you know, I really, you know, I really don't, it's not my concern. We're going. We earned the automatic bid. We don't have to worry about anything else. We're going.